Welcome to This Week in Palestine, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for September 22nd to 28, 2012. Palestinian leadership submits an application for a non-member state to the United Nations. Meanwhile, Israeli military abducts around 20 Palestinians in the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with a non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, a journalist was injured, many treated for effects of tear gas inhalation, and two arrested when Israeli troops attacked anti-wall protests. IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura with the story.
On Friday, protests were organized in Kufr Kaddoum village, northern West Bank, and the central West Bank villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and An-Nabi Saleh, as well as the village of Al-Ma'sara, southern West Bank. At the northern West Bank village of Kufr Kaddoum, Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly anti-wall protest with tear gas and arrested two protesters. The two men were farmers from the village, local sources said. According to the villagers, Israeli forces surrounded their village since the early hours of Friday morning to try to stop the protest. In central West Bank, at the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, protesters along with their international and Israeli supporters reached the Israeli wall before soldiers attacked them with tear gas and sand bombs, as well as chemically treated water that produces bad smell. One journalist from Serbia was lightly wounded by a tear gas bomb in Bil'in, while many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation in both villages. In the nearby An-Nabi Saleh village, Israeli troops fired tear gas and sand bombs at the villagers and their international and Israeli supporters at the entrance of the village and did not allow them to reach lands Israel took from local farmers to build a settlement on. Later, troops invaded An-Nabi Saleh and fired tear gas at residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also on Friday, villagers of Al-Ma'sara, southern West Bank, protested the Israeli wall. Troops stopped the villagers and their supporters at the village entrance and forced them back into the village using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Banoura.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 50 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. Israeli troops abducted 20 civilians, including a child from the West Bank, and bulldozed farmlands and fired live rounds at residents' homes in the Gaza Strip. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has more.
A Palestinian woman was injured on Monday morning when Israeli tanks opened fire at residents' homes located near the Israeli borders in central Gaza Strip. Residents told local news that Israeli forces invaded the area on Sunday night and opened fire in the morning as they withdrew from the area. According to doctors, a woman in her 50s sustained moderate wounds. Later in the week, Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported Wednesday that one resident was killed and two were wounded when a siege-busting tunnel on the border in Rafah, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, collapsed on them. The youth was identified as Sulaiman Ramadan al-Masri, 20 years old. The two wounded residents suffered moderate injuries. Last week, another tunnel worker was killed in a similar tunnel collapse accident in a Salam neighborhood in Rafah. It is worth mentioning that around 205 Palestinians have been killed in a similar tunnel accidents, while hundreds have been injured since 2006. The Palestinians started digging tunnels after Israel enforced its deadly siege on the Kastel region. The siege has left Gazan hospitals out of basic and specialized supplies and equipments, an issue that has led to the death of more than 400 patients, including infants and children. On Thursday, Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas movement, stated that one of its fighters died due to injuries he suffered during training 2 days ago. The brigade said that Nimr Saad al-Madhoun, 29 years old, was seriously injured during what it's called a jihadist mission. Al-Madhoun is from Sheikh Radwan neighborhood in Gaza City. Also this week, a report prepared and published by the United Nations Human Rights Council accused the State of Israel for failing to prosecute Israeli soldiers and settlers who commit crimes against the Palestinian people in the occupied territories. The report said that there is a serious increase in attacks carried by settlers and soldiers against the unarmed Palestinian civilians in the occupied West Bank, including in the occupied East Jerusalem. The report also revealed that an Israeli soldier who has questioned by Israel for killing a Palestinian mother and her daughter never faced charges until this moment. He said that three Israeli young settlers were placed under house arrest for 5 days for attacking a Palestinian family with firebombs leading to serious injuries. The Human Rights Council said that such attacks are frequent and escalating in many cases and target Palestinian civilians and their property. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Khomsi.
This week, Palestinians went again to the United Nations demanding a non-member state at the World Organization. Meanwhile, Chief Palestinian Negotiator Ahmed Kreia reiterated the Palestinian stance that a one democratic state solution seems workable amidst failure to reach a two-state solution. The details and more with IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari.
Abbas's speech in the UN emphasized that the Palestinian people's need to find a solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict on basis of United Nations resolutions pending for decades now. Abbas outlined the Palestinian Authority's struggle for the sake of peace that is based on a two-state solution and blamed Israel for failure of the peace process since the latter has been kicked off for the past two decades. The president called for international intervention to stop Israel's settlements building being a stumbling block in the path of peace between the two sides.
لقد مثل حل الدولتين أي إقامة دولة فلسطين.
The two-state solution constitutes the base for the Oslo Agreement of 1993 signed by Israel and the PLO under the umbrella of the United Nations.
Abbas warned of what he called one more catastrophe for the Palestinian people in reference to the Palestinian people's refugee problem of 1948. Unless there is a strong intervention for the sake of peace between the two peoples. In the occupied Palestinian territories, reactions were heard far and wide in response to the Abbas's speech, while Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas described the remarks as hysterical. The ruling Hamas party in Gaza, a rival to Fatah, downplayed them. Hamas political advisor in Gaza, Youssef Rizqa, maintained that Abbas did not bring something new, and that the president's emphasis on peace as a strategic choice helped alone help, for it has already proved failure. Other Palestinian factions welcomed the speech. Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine and the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine praised Abbas's talk as a right step towards international recognition of Palestine as a non-member state in the UN. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for September 22nd to 28, 2012, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishnai.